Good morning and welcome to Gros Siouxland here on AM 1360 and FM 94.9 KSCJ, also via our app and our new television smartphone app, or our television app. You can go on your smart TV and download the Powell Broadcasting app and get all of our great stations, including KSCJ. But as we start our Saturday mornings, as Mr. McGowan likes to do, we thank Chris Boganery from NAI United, the lone sponsor of this here program, a decade and a half run, probably over that now, it seems like. But I'm JB in the chair this morning, guiding this show, because our guest is the one and the only Chris McGowan. Good morning, sir.
JB, great to be here. Thank you so much for the opportunity. And thanks for hosting Gros Siouxland.
You know, it's not a problem. I enjoy doing it when opportunity knocks. And you've had a big week at the Chamber, starting with the announcement on Tuesday, which we're going to talk about. But you had Rush Hour Connect on Thursday. You had Bike to Work yesterday morning. Now you're in here doing your weekly program. So just a lot going on at 101 Pierce.
Yeah, we seem to stay pretty doggone busy. And JB, that's a great endorsement for why businesses should be members of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. We have 1,400 members throughout our Siouxland Tri-State community. We're always looking to add a few more because we do believe that together we are stronger, as our slogan suggests. And this is just another typical week for the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and what we're engaged in our Siouxland community. And I might add, it's been a while since we've been away from 101 Pierce Street to record this program.
Right,
we're back in the basement of the Powell Broadcasting Radio Studio, where this all began 15 years ago.
Yeah, the hallowed halls of Powell Broadcasting. How are your legs today after jumping on the bike yesterday?
You know, I'll tell you what, I'm doing okay. I'm not as old as some people might think, despite the gray hair, but we all made out okay.
Mine feel like Jell-O, and I couldn't make it down the stairs this morning.
But yeah, I think that you're going to be just fine.
I'll be fine.
You know, we're going to be out mowing lawns later today anyway, so we better just suck it up, right?
That's most likely what's going to happen today, yes. But a lot
if,
going
if we
on.
Can avoid some rain.
That's true. No, it's supposed to be nice today, sunny and nice. Rain's supposed to come tomorrow, so might throw some seed down today. But as you get your Saturday morning going, thank you for joining us here on Gros Siouxland. And Chris, we're going to talk a lot over the next 20 minutes or so about your chamber event announcement that you and Mandy Graham made at the Orpheum Theater on Tuesday. But I wanted to take a minute as we let people know about the event and how John Ondrazik came about in scheduling him, and the wonderful night that I seriously can't wait for in September. But the annual event has a number of purposes behind it that the chamber has done for over 50 years. So
actually, we're just coming up on 40, but thanks to the extra
40,
decade.
I'm sorry.
Yep, this is
40.
The 38th annual.
Okay.
And we're super excited on Thursday, September 19th. This year, under the leadership of the chair of the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Graham, who serves as the COO of Great West Casualty, Mandy decided that she wanted to shake this thing up a little bit. And we've never had a musician keynote our annual event. And usually it's an annual dinner at the convention center.
Mm-hmm.
As the convention center is configured for dinner with tables and tables of eight and tables of 10, you can get about 1,300 people in there. About 1,300 people will fit in there comfortably. Or I should say, not too snugly. That said, we know that John Ondrazik and Five for Fighting is going to be a very, very popular event. Tickets will be in high demand. And so we moved it to the Orpheum Theater. As the Orpheum Theater is configured for this event, which will include 37 pieces from our Sioux City Symphony under the direction of music director Ryan Haskins, we can get about 2,300 in there, so about 1,000 more. And so we're excited to go to the Orpheum. We believe the Orpheum is the crown jewel of downtown Sioux City. A spectacular,
you don't have to believe. You can just state that.
Yeah, spectacular venue. Then you couple that venue with John Ondrazik and Five for Fighting. Then you throw in the additional complement of the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra. And we know that makes for what is going to be an incredible evening.
It absolutely does. And as we talk about the annual event, I want you to touch on a little bit that there are – some people that are always honored for their services here in the community at the annual event. It's more than just a speaker. It's a huge deal for the chamber. So give us some of the history about the annual event, why it's put together the way that it is, and some of the things that we're going to see before the show, because we're going to talk plenty about the show.
Yeah, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk about the history of the Chamber Signature Fundraising Fall event. As I said, this will be the 38th annual, and over time, we have brought some of the most timely, topical, and compelling speakers anywhere to keynote that event. I mean, you go back to the 2016 election before, in the fall of 2016, Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton. Who came to speak? Karl Rove, former Bush White House strategist, Paul Begala, former Clinton campaign strategist, and the two of them went back and forth about what 2016 was going to look like. Now, I want to add, they were both perfect gentlemen, wonderful guys, and they treated each other with tremendous dignity and respect, which I thought was extraordinary. But they did an awesome job. And then you go back and go, okay, well, who's been there from the left? Well, George Stephanopoulos, Juan Williams. Who's been there from the right? Ben Stein, Laura Ingraham. Who's been there right down the middle? Marcus Luttrell, the lone survivor. Robert O'Neill, who shot Osama bin Laden. Melissa Stockwell, who we were very excited to bring to our community on the 20th anniversary of 9/11, or at least that same month. But we also surprised Melissa by bringing the soldier who saved her life. She had never met him. They had never been reunited. 17 years prior is kind of when we put that whole thing together, because 9/11 occurred in 2001. She was an ROTC student at the University of Colorado at the time, then graduated, then began to serve, then was deployed. And so she lost her leg in 2004, I believe, and 2004. 17 years later, we had a surprise reunion. Reuniting of Melissa Stockwell with Alex Pavich, the soldier who saved her life, which was a great surprise. And as our friend Travis Morgan said, McGowan, there wasn't a dry eye in the place.
It's impossible.
And so we try and do fun things like that. We try and surprise our audience. We did that with the crew of the USS Sioux City when we announced Littoral Combat Ship 11 10 years ago. We did it when we surprised the audience with Olympian, who made the finals, Shelby Houlihan from Sioux City East. And so we're always good for a surprise or two. This year, the surprise is, hey, it's John Andrazik with the Sioux City Symphony. And so we're excited to bring an evening of music. But yes, we do recognize the Deming Award recipient. That recognizes the entrepreneurial spirit and business leadership of individuals in our community. And there'll be some brief remarks from our outgoing chair, Mandy Graham. Some brief remarks from our incoming chair, Dan Holzrichter of Baird, and then the Deming Award. But we're going to have an expedited program so that we can get straight to John Andrazik.
And that Deming Award is a very exclusive club. You've got some big names in that club.
It really is. I think the first recipient of the Deming Award was Ted Waite. But as you look at the history of business leadership in our community, it's a who's who. And
yeah, it really is.
I mean, I think of... on the anniversary of their centennial, Gary Smith and Jolly Time Popcorn.
Yeah, where's the popcorn this
morning? They were recognized. and a year later, on the centennial of Wells Blue Bunny Ice Cream, we recognized Mike Wells.
That sounds good, too. And I thought, as the chamber president, you always had Twin Bings and popcorn and ice cream in your pockets.
I usually do.
Okay.
So, and I'm a big fan of both. And when you say Twin Bings and ice cream, my kid's favorite dessert is Wells Blue Bunny vanilla ice cream with Twin Bings ground up in a Blizzard-like blender.
Now you can go get the bags of the Twin Bing bites at the Palmer Candy Store. Mine didn't last long.
Yeah, they're awesome.
They are.
The Twin Bing bites are a big hit at our house as well.
Whoever came up with that at Palmer's, shame on you and great idea.
Yeah, Marty Palmer and your team, thank you for that, because that's a blessing.
Right. It's Gross Hooland here on KSCJ with Chamber of Commerce President Chris McGowan as we talk about the annual event, Thursday, September 19th at the Orpheum Theater with John Ondrazik of Five for Fighting. And this is going to be a show we can dang near promise, Chris. It's going to be something like folks have never seen before. And we're going to explain that. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back here on KSCJ, we'll talk about the annual event with Chris McGowan from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Manson, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland here on KSCJ, brought to you by NAI United. Justin Barker and Chris McGowan joining you on a beautiful Saturday morning. Ask Earl May coming up next. Then Nostalgia Theater and X's Baseball later on tonight from the Windy City of Chicago, where Chris has spent some time. I believe something magical happened around the Chicago area.
Yeah,
in
believe
your life.
It or not, JB, I can't believe it, but later this month, my beloved bride, Kathleen, and I will celebrate 25 years of marriage, and we were married at Old St. Patrick's Catholic Church in downtown Chicago.
Awesome.
Yeah, so.
Very cool.
I better get busy with some planning.
You should probably do something special for 25. Yes. I think that's one of the big ones.
It'll be here before you know it. I'm focused on high school graduation tomorrow.
Right.
So yeah, I got to get through my daughter Maria's high school graduation, and then we'll pivot and worry about our 25th wedding anniversary.
A lot going on in the community, and this week starts out graduations with Bishop Heelan tomorrow, the public schools later on this week at the Tyson Event Center. Briarcliff Morningside have done their graduations for the year, so congrats to all grads while we're talking about it, Chris. The Orpheum Theater, though, is going to be the place to be in September. Thursday night, September 19th, the Chamber's annual event, and Chris, we've in brainstorming and having the opportunity to talk to you about the event, you gave us a few nuggets beforehand so we could do a plan of attack here on our Powell Broadcasting stations. But as you've talked about this event with us, I'm a diehard, huge music fan. I know you are a huge music fan. And one of the things that I know both of us appreciate about music is when we can get the backstory of a song, or why was your thought process this way with how this song came together? What was your motivation for this song? That's what John Ondrazik is going to do here with your annual event. Is he's going to sing the stuff we want to hear, the Five for Fighting huge hits of Superman in 100 Years and things like that. But what a lot of people don't know about John, or may not know a ton about John, is if there's a cause, this dude gets behind it and puts out some unbelievably moving music to go along with it.
You know, John Ondrazik was just featured in a huge opinion piece in Section A of the Wall Street Journal because of his
Sunday edition, by the way, the big one.
The weekend edition, exactly right. He has been very outspoken, and he has addressed issues that need advocacy. You might remember the song Augie Nieto. A lot of people aren't familiar with it, JB, but it's a song about someone who was battling Lou Gehrig's disease. And it was very powerful. He performed it on the MDA telethon a number of years ago. And he's been an advocate for autism awareness and support. But more recently, he has been outspoken on some geopolitical issues, including the U.S.'s withdrawal from Afghanistan and some of the mistakes that were clearly made. More recently, he wrote a song entitled Can One Man Save the World, about President Zelensky in the Ukraine. And he performed with the Ukrainian National Symphony Orchestra in a blown-out hangar during the war. And still more recently, in the wake of the terrorist attacks on Israel on October 7th, he wrote a song called OK. And the chorus is, we are not okay. And it's largely based on a speech given by Mayor Adams of New York City saying, we are not okay. We are not all right. And so each year when it comes time to select a keynote speaker for our chamber event, we focus on three criteria: timely, topical, and compelling. Well, timely can't get any more timely. He was just profiled in the Wall Street Journal. People don't realize that he's also an executive in his family business, which manufactures the best grocery store shopping carts in the world. And they're very proud of that. So there's a business tie in here as well. But so very timely with his piece in the Wall Street Journal. Secondly, topical. With everything going on in the world today, from Russia and Ukraine, from the Israel border with Palestine and the Gaza Strip and Hamas. So very, very timely and compelling. This guy has a ton of top 40 hits. He became the single person most identified with music post 9/11, because at the concert for New York a month after 9/11 at Madison Square Garden with Paul McCartney, Elton John, The Who, Billy Joel, the list goes on and on. The seminal performance was John Andrazik at a piano with candles on it with his cellist singing Superman. And there's a great line in the lyrics of Superman that says, even heroes have a right to bleed. And that's why that became the anthem, because all of those first responders are heroes and they rushed into those buildings to save lives. And so that's why that became the anthem. But you talk about the backstory. That's what John Andrazik is going to talk about when he's in Sioux City this September.
Yeah, I found a clip that you played for me to be fascinating in the fact that there are situations where he will play a song and then he will go back and explain what happened in that song, what happened in the process, how it came about. And then he tells you, I'm going to play it again. Listen to it now. And that's an experience that you never get at a concert. You might get a little backstory. Hey, we were on the road and saw such and such, and we wrote a song on a napkin. This is not what you're going to get that night. You're going to get the story, the emotion, the feelings, and everything that music brings out. And then, Chris, when you pair it with Ryan Haskins, who I will continue to say we are so blessed to have in a community this size with somebody of that talent, and the musicians of the symphony, it makes for a magical evening.
And it absolutely will be. And I love your reference to the song, I Just Love You, because it's a song that when you hear it for the first time, you think he's talking about his wife, his spouse, his lover, because he's on the road performing and he receives a phone call and the voice on the other and says, you know, I just love you and wanted you to know that. And at the end of the song, he reveals that that was not a conversation between his wife, his spouse, his lover. It was a conversation between he and his four-year-old daughter. And it does emote something completely different when you understand what that song is really all about. And so when he explains that he was in London during 9/11 and stuck in a hotel for 8 days and couldn't get back to the United States and didn't really have an appreciation for how huge Superman had become as the anthem, paying tribute to those heroic first responders. That's the kind of information you don't usually get at a concert, but that's what we're going to bring to the Orpheum Theater on September 19th.
And as you mentioned a little earlier, a little tidbit is the fact that he's third or fourth generation CEO of a family-run business. And so you talk about the energy and the effort you have to be a singer, songwriter, musician, traveling, playing shows, and to be a CEO. You got to be kidding me. Like, share the wealth, buddy.
A husband, a father,
yeah.
A very talented musician, an advocate for some of the most challenging issues of the day. I think you gave him a promotion to CEO. I think he's the treasurer.
Oh, okay. Hasn't taken over yet completely. No, I thought he took over the company.
Maybe you know something I don't know.
Well,
you might be a step ahead of me, but the last I had seen was that he was an executive, a third generation executive in the family business. Now, interestingly, this is a very smart individual as well.
He has
a degree from UCLA in applied mathematics. His father was an engineer with NASA. And one of his songs, World, where he asks the question, what kind of world do you want? And that's the title of the speech that he's going to give. The title of, the performance. But NASA adopted that, and you can find that on YouTube right now. And it's a great piece. But when you, Superman, The Riddle, 100 Years, Chances, there's so many top 40 hits that this guy has done that we're going to be exposed to in September that so far the response has been overwhelmingly positive, and people are really looking forward to this.
And for folks that are interested, how do we get tickets? Because there are multiple ways, and you've made it, you being the Chamber of Commerce, have made it very, very easy for folks to not have to work very hard to buy tickets.
Well, we've tried. And first and foremost, if someone is interested in helping sponsor the event,
sure,
we have about 50 sponsors so far. And sponsors are purchasing tickets in packets of 8. So a sponsorship includes 8 tickets to the VIP reception with John Andrazik at the Warrior Hotel before the event, followed by 8 tickets to the event. If you're not interested in sponsoring, but you'd still like to go, tickets are available for $75, $55, and $35 through the normal outlet. So Ticketmaster, the Prime Bank box office at the Tyson Event Center, and of course the day of the show at the Orpheum. But you and I both know if you think you're going to get tickets,
probably need them before that.
On the day of the show, we fully expect that the 2,300 seat venue will be sold out.
Now, just because people are going to ask, or it throws up in my head, can you actually buy a paper ticket, or is it all digital tickets, or do you know?
There will be paper tickets available for this.
This is a throwback event.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that that they're printing up tickets for us. I've been working with OVG and Nick Palmiotti, and so don't take it to the bank, but I'm pretty certain that a paper ticket is available. And I want to thank Nick and Dave Bernstein, because Nick and Dave helped us navigate the contract with John Andrazik's agency in Nashville, Tennessee. I've done tons of contracts with speakers. I haven't done concert contracts, and they're completely different.
They have complete with a writer and
with all the rules and how you can advertise and market, and the music you get to use, and the images for marketing. And so shout out to Nick Palmiotti of OVG and my friend Dave Bernstein with State Steel. I don't think anybody in town has negotiated more musical promotional contracts than Dave Bernstein, who leads Saturday in the Park. But
how many times has he seen John? That's my question.
You know what? I don't know the answer to that, but I've seen him a couple of times. I saw him at Austin City Limits
in
Austin, Texas. Very small, intimate performance, which was super cool. And he did some of this storytelling. We're really looking forward to having someone who has become one of the strongest proponents of men and women who volunteer to serve in our armed forces. That's certainly an aspect of this concert as well. And so there's a lot to look forward to, and we hope people will act early and get their tickets now, because, as I said, we fully expect this event to sell out.
And we'll continue to talk about it here on KSCJ from now through the show, and we'll give you our thoughts after the night of the show, which, like I said early in the program, I can't wait to go see. So it's Thursday, September 19th, Orpheum Theater, Chris, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce annual event. It is going to be absolutely spectacular. So get your tickets, and we'll see you there. And we'll, like I said, we'll continue to talk to Chris about it. So have a wonderful weekend, Chris. Go celebrate graduation, and we'll have you back on next Saturday morning. You can switch back into the power chair.
I appreciate it very much, JB. Always great to see you.
That's Gros Siouxland here on KSCJ AM 1360 and FM 94.9. Ask Earl May is now.